Okay. Someone who's real easy to get along with, never loses his temper. You said he's very...
He is very pleasant.
Okay. Would you use that word about a horse?
Huh?
Would you use that word about an animal, like a horse?
It's quiet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, horse, I'd say he's awful good and gentle.
Yeah. Would you say the horse is pleasant?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say that he bumps up. But what is gentle and quiet, you might say he's pleasant. But
yeah. Okay. Say a teenage boy who just seems to be all arms and legs, always stumbling over things, dropping things. How'd you describe him?
Awkward.
Okay. Any other words like that?
Well, he'd kind of be on the balance, I'd say. But exactly could handle himself like sure.
Someone it just keeps on doing things that just don't make any sense. You say that person's just a plain
fool.
Okay. Is that a nice word to use?
Well, it wouldn't be, I wouldn't think it'd be too nice, but that's what I'd have to say if he kept doing something bad and wouldn't talk.
Yeah.
Asked him to talk. I'd say it would be just kind of bad.
Yeah. Someone who doesn't spend any money at all, you say there's...
A miser.
Okay. Any other word for that?
Well, old tagwad, I guess. I wish I could call him old tagwad.
Okay. Someone say an old person that still gets around real well, still is active and so forth. Say that there.
He's still active of getting around to be in age or something like that, we'd say.
Use the word
remarkable.
Spry. Happy or something.
Remarkable spry to be old,
yeah.
I'd say.
Do you use that word about children?
Say what?
Would you say that about children, that children were spry?
Well, actually I might say the children were active, quick or something like that, I'd say.
It sounds funny to say that they're spry.
Oh, I think it would.
Yeah. Say your children were out later than usual, you say. Well, I don't guess there's anything wrong, but still I can't help feeling a little...
Worried about it.
Or a little
uneasy about it.
Okay. You say, I'm not going upstairs in the dark. I'm
a little skittish.
Okay.
Huh? A little skittish to go up in the dark.
Okay. You say, you know that song, The Old Gray Mare, She Ain't
What She, what she Used to Be?
Okay. You say, I don't understand why she's scared of the dark now. She
can't see.
Yeah. Or say, I don't see why she's afraid now. She...
You got an old?
Yeah. What's the opposite of used to be?
Opposite to what used to be?
Yeah. You say she...
Has gotten... I see.
Say she used it to be or didn't used to be?
Be scared?
Used not to be? Yeah, how would you say that?
Well, she used to didn't be scared.
Yeah.
And she got old, she shouldn't be scared now.
Yeah.
I say.
Okay, I'm someone who goes out and leaves a lot of money on the table, then goes out and doesn't even bother to lock the door. You say that he's mighty...
Honest.
Yeah, or he's mighty what with his money?
Mighty careless with his money.
Okay.
The guy left the money.
Yeah.
Mighty careless.
What about someone who's... You say there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
Crazy.
Okay, what about another word for that?
That sounds silly at times.
Okay, what about the word queer or quarrel?
Queer. I guess that would be all right.
What does that mean?
That's some same thing with doing something that would just look funny to you.
Yeah.
Queer.
Has that word changed meanings recently? Do you still use that word?
Yeah, I guess so. Yes, it would be.